unemployment picture got a little murky this month as new jobs grew by almost 300,000 and the unemployment rate returned to almost 10% at the same time. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on April 2010 U.S. employment trends that included some contradictory developments. Jobs were up, but so was unemployment. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported an unemployment rate that rose 0.2% to 9.9% in April, after remaining steady at 9.7% since the beginning of the year. The unemployment rate was the result of the labor force expanding by 805,000, but employment only growing by 550,000, and while there were 255,000 more unemployed persons, the size of the labor force contracted by 635,000. Why such large swings? Possibly as the 2010 census enters into another phase and is hiring hundreds of thousands of temporary census takers, the problem is it is not known what their employment status was before they became census takers. It may be another couple of months before the situation rectifies itself and we know what's really going on. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported a gain of 231,000 private sector jobs in April, adding to March's growth of 174,000. The goods-producing sector added 65,000 jobs in April, which was 10,000 more than it added in the previous month. The construction sector continued to get back to work with the addition of 14,000 jobs. Losses in the residential-centric subsectors were more than made up by gains in the non-residential subsectors that also includes heavy and civil engineering construction. Manufacturers got back to manufacturing with a gain of 44,000 jobs. Performing better than average were fabricated metal products as well as the machinery subsector, which bodes well for the future. Mining and logging added 7,000 more jobs in April after adding 10,000 in March. All subsectors added jobs, although growth was driven by support activities for mining. The trend in the private service providing sector, which has been adding jobs for the past few months, continued to accelerate in April. Last month it added 166,000 jobs on top of the 119,000 it added in March. The retail trade sector, with a total of about 14.4 million jobs, added 12,400 jobs in April in most, but not all, subsectors. Professional and business services was up 80,000 jobs. Computer systems, design, and related services, which declined by 1,000 jobs in March, woke from sleep mode and added 7,300 jobs in April. A familiar story, which is a good thing, in education and health services that added a total of 35,000 jobs in April. Educational services, which is highly seasonal, added almost 9,000 jobs, while health care and social assistance added 26,400 new jobs in all major subsectors, except offices of physicians that pulled the plug on 300 jobs. Nursing and residential care facilities brought in 4,600 new jobs, while home health care services added 6,500. And the jobs party that started in the leisure and hospitality sector in March continued into April. Arts, entertainment, and recreation added 14,900 jobs, while accommodation and food services filled orders with more than 29,000 new jobs. And the number of government jobs increased by a total of 59,000 as a result of the federal government adding a total of 65,000 jobs, mainly as a result of the 2010 census. Local governments cut 1,000 jobs and state governments cut 5,000. And now on to temporary help services. Temporary help services continued its recovery in April. It had 2,054,700 jobs, which was up 26,200 jobs, or up 1.3% sequentially and up 13.8% from April 2009. The sector has added more than 330,000 jobs, or has grown 19.2% since it started to add jobs 6 months ago. And temporary help services market share also continued to recover. In April, temporary help service jobs were 1.5% of all jobs. The U.S. Constitution mandates that a census be conducted by the government, and this has been strictly interpreted as only government workers. Therefore, most of the temporary census jobs associated with the biennial census are direct government hires and not supplied by staffing companies. But the census is a huge project and uses outside contractors for some tasks, and it is likely that those outside contractors would need more people on a temporary basis. Obviously, if those contractors source some of those additional people from staffing firms, then some of the recent run-up in temporary help jobs may be due to the 2010 census, We may know the answer in a few months if we see a spike in temporary help services employment in the market areas where some census processing centers are located. We can't stress enough that this recession has been different, and many of the jobs lost will not be coming back. As this recession ends and growth returns to the economy, you'll be hearing more about this subject. Today, one in five men, 25 to 54, isn't working, and their jobs that they had in construction, in factories, and in offices won't be coming back. Larry Summers, the president's economic advisor, was recently reported by the Wall Street Journal as saying that in 5 years after the economy recovers, that statistic will only incrementally improve because, quote, one in six men who are 25 to 54 will not be working, close quote, then. It's a new world out there. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.